It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Attorney General is taking issue with the Denver suburbs' effort to shield its police officers from a new liability law. Earlier this week, Greenwood Village passed a resolution pledging to defend any officer and cover any expenses that they might face under the state's new police accountability law. Mayor George Lantz says it's about showing support for police officers.
It is also, I think, one of our real items we need to be considerate of is making sure that we retain and we're able to recruit the officers that we want and we need.
In reaction to the Greenwood Village resolution, Attorney General Phil Weiser tweeted Wednesday that the resolution is wrong and cannot stand. Weiser supports the police accountability law, which, among other things, makes it easier for people to sue individual officers and sheriff's deputies if they've committed wrongdoing. The law had bipartisan support in the legislature. It was not opposed by police unions. Coloradans will vote this fall on whether to start taxing vaping products and to raise existing taxes on cigarettes. The legislature passed the referendum this spring, and Governor Jared Polis signed it into law Wednesday.
It's time that Colorado no longer be the top state for teen vaping. It's time that we help make sure that less kids get hooked on nicotine, a habit that is hard to kick and often stays with them for life.
If voters approve the new taxes, they would take effect over the next 7 years. Colorado voters rejected a tobacco tax increase 4 years ago. Dr. Dwayne Vandenbush will be Colorado's next state historian. The history professor will be the first state historian based on the Western Slope in the post's 96-year history. Another first for the job, Vandenbush plans to entertain Coloradans by performing songs in the state's outdoors. Vandenbush moved to Colorado in 1962 for a teaching position at Western Colorado University, where he still works. He'll begin his one-year term next month. The state's most prominent gun rights group has a new leader. Rocky Mountain Gun Owners takes what it calls a no-compromise approach to gun rights and plays an influential role in the state's Republican Party. Dudley Brown founded the group and led it for 24 years, and he will still be president. The new director of Rocky Mountain Gun Owners is Taylor Rhodes, who has worked for the national and state Republican parties. Colorado weather stays sunny and hot today and through the rest of the week. This is CPR News.